It was August of 1982, and I was the newly hired general manager of KIVI Channel 6. And I was sitting at my new desk, and I was looking at the year-to-date profit and loss statement, and it showed a negative $100,000. My main task, according to the people that hired me the week before, was to bring the station into profitability by the end of the year. Now, that was a lot of money back in 1981, and I think most of you that were around at that time remember that we were going through a bit of a recession at that time as well. Things were not easy. But I was confident that we could do it. And the main reason why I was confident was because of a risky business decision that we had made the year prior. In 1981, Channel 6 had been sold to the Evening Post Publishing Company of Charleston, South Carolina, and they asked the current general manager at that time, Michael G., to provide a plan that would increase our profit. They were a bottom-line company, and we understood that, and we wanted to do that. The general manager put together a management team. I was part of that. And we sat down, and we said, we have to come up with a plan to do a little bit better than we've done before. Well, we had a couple things going against us in 1981, a bad economy and the fact that we didn't have as many viewers as the other two television stations at that time. One of the difficulties we had was our location in Nampa. There was a perception with Boise viewers that we were covering more Canyon County news because of our physical plant's location being in Nampa. We had to overcome that. Well, Mike had an idea, and this was the start of our plan, and that is that we'd had pretty good success televising Boise State University football. We'd done a couple of games, and they always had proved very profitable, and we've gotten pretty good audience when we televised those games. So we said, well, what more can we do? We have to do something a little bit different in order to really make sure that this is going to be a profitable venture. So we sat down, and we said, okay, here's the plan. The long and short of the plan that we presented to our corporate people was that we wanted an all-sports contract with Boise State University. We were going to ask them for the first right of refusal for all sports, and we wanted this plan to go into place and cover September all the way through May. So we were going to do major sports, and we were going to do minor sports, and we were going to pay them about $100,000 a year. We were going to have coaches' shows. We were going to have all-sports shows. We were going to have a lot of stuff. And we took it to corporate, and they said, and they were always very nice because they were from Charleston. They said, has anyone ever done this before? And we said, no. And they said, well, what makes you think you can do it? We said, well, Boise State's been pretty good, you know, especially in football. The year before, they won the national championship. This year, they're doing pretty good. So we think people would really like to see what's going on, and advertisers would like to participate in this as well. And they said, well, you know, we don't own too many television stations. We own a lot of newspapers, but if you think it's a good idea, we'll go ahead and support you. So if you can get Boise State to agree to this, what we'll do is allow you to go out and buy a production van and the equipment necessary to pull it off. Well, okay, we were ready. So the next step was go to Boise State, and this was a time of transition for Boise State. They had lost longtime athletic director Lyle Smith, and his replacement was a gentleman by the name of Mike Mullally. Mike had just come to town. He'd only been here a couple of weeks, and we set up a luncheon. And we said, welcome to Boise. Here's a plan that we would like to give you, and we'd like to put this in place beginning in September of next year. Mike said, wow, has anyone ever done anything like this before? We said, no, but you should be the first, and there's a fair amount of money in there, and we think that we can pull it off. And Mike says, well, because this is new, it's going to take a little bit of time. And we said, well, we understand that. So we called him back in a couple of weeks. He said, no, I don't think you understand. It's going to take a little bit more time because this has really got to go through everybody at Boise State and probably eventually the State Board of Education. We need some time. So we continued to follow up. Weeks turned into months. And we thought we were getting pretty close in early 1982 when we received word that Mike Mullally had been fired by Boise State. And Gene Blamire was going to be taking over. Well, it was like starting all over again for us. So we took our risky business venture to Gene. And Gene says, well, I think this will take a little bit of time. I don't think anyone's ever done anything like this before. We say, yeah, we've heard that as well, but we think this is going to work out kind of nice. He said, okay. He says, I'll work on it. And Gene did, and by the late spring, we got word that Boise State had accepted our agreement. They were going to allow us to move forward with an all-sports contract covering all of the sports at Boise State University, mostly with a first right of refusal. And we did everything. We were going to do wrestling. We were going to do track and field. We were going to do women's basketball. We were going to do volleyball. We were going to do anything and everything, either live or tape delayed. And we were very excited. And we only had a few months to go before we were going to put this into place. We hired a new general sales manager. We hired a new person to come in and do play-by-play since we didn't have anyone with any experience. So we got somebody that we brought in from Nebraska. And we were just sitting back waiting to go into action when corporate informed us that we actually hadn't been coming close to meeting our revenue projections year to date, and they would like us to reduce our staff and cut expenses. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Well, yeah, certainly. That's the world of today, just like it was back then. So we did that. And right after we did that, I decided that I would go on vacation. So I did that. And when I came back, I found out that my boss, Michael G., had had a disagreement and had submitted his letter of resignation to the Evening Post Publishing Company, and they had accepted it, which I was absolutely staggered. So now we had this business venture ready to go into place and nobody at the helm. What were we going to do? Well, the first thing I thought of besides self-preservation was maybe I should apply for the job, but then again, maybe they don't like anyone from the current management team to step right in. So I applied, and some reason or another, they hired me. So there I was sitting at that desk in 1982 thinking, look, all the big hurdles are out of the way. We've only got one to go. And for the rest of the month of August into September, the advertisers loved it. They bought up every package that we had. We threw in a couple incentives. We had a sales incentive trip to go along as well. Things were looking very good. The last hurdle was to see if we could pull it off. We had production people that had never done football and basketball games before, at least to the extent of what we were talking about. So we sent them into training, and we were ready to go. And by the end of September, we had done very well. People gave us good comments. Advertisers were happy with what had been going on. October, the same way. It looked great. November, I was looking at the P&L, and I said, you know, I think we're going to make it. I think we're going to do pretty good. So sure enough, about mid-December, I get a call from corporate, and they said, you know, you're going to be profitable by the end of the year, and we'd like to give all the employees some bonuses, end-of-the-year bonuses. And I said, well, that sounds wonderful. They said, even better, by the time we give the bonuses, you're still going to be profitable at the end of the year. And I said, well, that's even great news. And so we did, and we carried out that year, and we did absolutely wonderfully with the Boise State University contract. As the years went on, we continued doing the contract with Boise State. In fact, we did it for three more years for a total of four, and we lost the contract to another bidder in the fifth year. But by then, we had established ourselves as a real player in the Boise market. Our news ratings were up, all of our programming was up, and we had people in Boise thinking that we were a real Boise television station and not just a Nampa television station. So we had accomplished our goal. Our profit continued to go up, and eventually it reached over $2 million by the time I left the station. So it was a very, very good experience. Now, the moral to all of this story is that it really doesn't matter how many hurdles people throw in the way. If it's a good idea, just keep jumping or knocking them over. And pretty soon, you're probably going to run into a pot of gold, and that gold will be yellow, but the pot might be blue and orange. Thanks.